A Western conservation group wants endangered species protection for flying squirrels on southeast Alaska's Prince of Wales Island. The group says logging on Tongass National Forest land is a threat to the animal's survival. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
Wild Earth Guardians offices are in Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico, but the group has focused one of its latest efforts on flying squirrels in southeast Alaska. The group is petitioning the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list the population on Prince of Wales Island as endangered or threatened. Guardians Wildlife Program Director Mark Salvo says the small mammal is one of the most imperiled in the region.
This is a species that is threatened by current and future land uses. An endangered listing under the Endangered Species Act would help to direct and guide management of its habitat to ensure that the flying squirrel persists in the future.
The Prince of Wales population is a subspecies of the northern flying squirrel, and it has also been found on smaller islands around Prince of Wales. The creatures are nocturnal, and they feed on truffles and blueberries. They move through the forest by gliding from the top of trees up to 250 feet in one jump. Salvo says logging is a threat to the animal's habitat.
The latest planning documents leave much of the islands open to logging, setting aside only some small old-growth reserves of mostly low-volume, isolated forested areas. So this leads us to believe that this sensitive species, already identified by science as imperiled, will become further endangered by logging in the near future.
The group is also highlighting logging that's occurred at two narrow points of the island at Neck Lake and Sulcer Portage, and says large open spaces make it difficult for the squirrels to move safely between areas of old-growth forest, their primary habitat. Scientists have studied squirrel numbers on portions of the island, but don't have an overall population estimate or know about population trends. The U.S. Forest Service's Brian Logan, a forest wildlife biologist on the Tongass, says it's difficult to count squirrel numbers.
What we typically do in situations where we have a species that's hard to sample like that, we will sample limited areas and then extrapolate from that. And we haven't actually done that specifically for Prince of Wales flying squirrel. And
Logan says the Forest Service's conservation strategy for the Tongass protects habitat for squirrels and other wildlife. That strategy centers around a network of reserves of old-growth forest, along with standards for development that is permitted on other land.
We do monitor the conservation strategy and its effectiveness, and at this point in time, we feel it's a valid strategy, and we're confident in the protections that it affords all species across the Tongass, including Prince of Wales flying squirrel.
The Wild Earth Guardians petition could lead to a status review for the animals. The petition review process, if it is funded, can take a couple of years. Fish and Wildlife this summer also received a petition to list the Alexander Archipelago wolf. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.